Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Yuma, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hei. Keteres shel shachar, the keteres of the morning, heise kreva, bein dam le'evar. Between the spritzing of the dam on the mizbeach and being makter the evarim of the carbon tamid. But the Batanura says this is lav dafka, because if you remember what the seder was, the kohen was makabel the dam, spritzed it on the mizbeach, went in to be makter the keteres, but we have to insert something else over here. Between the keteres and being makriv, the Roish and the Evarim of the Karban Tamid, what else took place? Do you remember? The answer is, he was made to the Sanerais. Last two of the Neiris, so the Menorah was prepared by the Kohen Gadol at this point. So really, all our Mishnah wants to say is that the Zrik of the Dam and being Makter the Evarim, they weren't one after the other, there was something in between. That's really what our Mishnah means. That the Ktoiras Shoshachar, that was in between the Dam and the Avara. But lav dafka just the Ktiris. You also had being made of the two Neiris. Vaiter says the Mishnah, Shal Bein Hu Arbayim, the Ktiris of Bein Hu Arbayim. When was that brought? Bein Avarim Linesachim. That was brought between the Tamid Shal Bein Hu Arbayim and the Nesachim and the wine that was poured on the Mizbeach. Zok the Mishnah Vaiter. Im Haya Kohen Gadol Zakim. Let's say the Kohen Gadol was old. Hard for an old person to go into a cold mikvah. Oy istenes, he wasn't so old, he was just like the kind of person that says, ooh, I can't take the cold. Some people would call him a mafunik. He's a weaker kind of a person. So we say, Reb Kohen Gadol, you have to go into the mikvah now. He says, how can I? It's freezing. You're going to have to be doing this several times. So because they knew that they could have this problem, mechamen lechamen, they would warm up hot water from Erev Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur, because you can't do it on Yom Kippur. U'matilin l'taych hatzayin, and they would put it into the cold water. That they did on Yom Kippur. They put that into the place where he toivels himself. Kidei she'tafut tzinas, and it should take away some of the coldness. So in our Mishnah, we learned that the Ktoiras shel shachar came in between the Dam and the Avarim. And we explained, not just the Ktoiras shel shachar, also the Tovah shtei Neiros. The Ktoiras shel Bein Hu Arbayim was in between the Evarim and the Nesachim and pouring the wine. And we also said if he's a Kohen Gadol Zaken or it's hard for him to go into the freezing cold water, they warmed up water from Erev Yom Kippur and put it into the cold water. Take away a little bit of the sharpness, the cold.